it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome in to the new PFF NFL Daily. Here's a recent snippet from the PFF NFL podcast.
Let's move on to the one that's really going to piss people off. Defensive player of the year.
Mine's really going to piss people off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to use my guest hosting power here, and okay. I'm going to have you go first.
Ah, I see.
I want you to go first because I'm going to throw a massive curveball at people.
Okay. It's Myles Garrett. I think this is an incredibly difficult award to pick this year. There are a ton of guys that had absolutely ridiculous seasons. Like, there are some years where Defensive Player of the Year effectively picks itself. There's one guy with an amazing season. There's other guys with good seasons, but it's a clear and obvious Defensive Player of the Year. This year, you can make a very compelling case for like half a dozen players, and it's really difficult to split them. Like, Micah Parsons and Aiden Hutchinson became the fourth and fifth guys in PFF's grading history. Now, look, Steve would point out over there, 17th game. It's an extra game. Of course they're going to get these. But anyway, fourth and fifth guy ever to have 100-plus pressures in a season. That's an important thing. Deron Bland with his, six pick sixes by the end of it. Again, NFL record, like, incredible season from him. Myles Garrett didn't just have the best pass rush win rate this season. It's the best pass rush win rate we've ever seen by about 3 percentage points. Like, an absolutely ludicrous rate. He had his best season. I think he's already been playing at a Defensive Player of the Year kind of level for 2 to 3 years now. And suddenly the Browns surrounded him with better talent, and we just got to see it way more obviously. Like, it became so apparent just how good Myles Garrett was, and he had his best year. I think he's the Defensive Player of the Year.
I would also go with him if I was picking one of these edge rushers, simply because that pass rush win percentage number is stupid.
So I want to just stop you for a second. We threw up this graphic on the screen. I forget who this came from, actually. Tommy Jaggi, maybe, is that his name, on Twitter? But he basically compiled this giant composite of every stat you can possibly think of for a bunch of pass rushers and color-coded it, you know, conditional formatting, green, good, red, not so good relative to some of these other guys, though, and often in many cases still very good, you know, relative to average, just not relative to other Defensive Player of the Year candidates. And I think it shows really interestingly the sort of the argument effectively, right? Because a lot of Steelers fans are certainly going to be complaining that TJ Watt is not Defensive Player of the Year. He led the league in sacks again. And his graphic is fascinating because all of the like box score counting stats are green. He's like the best in those, right? Leading the league in sacks, etc. And then all of the ones that are more subjective or tape-based or involve digging a little bit deeper in terms of rate stats are not as good, and they actually end up at the lower end of the spectrum for some of these guys. So Myles Garrett is not quite the reverse. I mean, he's got some very good counting stats as well, but certainly more in that direction where the more you get into the tape, the more you get into the subjective nature of what exactly he's doing, the better his numbers look. But that kind of graphic shows, certainly among pass rushers, the conversation is Myles Garrett versus Micah Parsons, not Myles Garrett versus TJ Watt, unless you want to value those sacks, you know, forced fumble plays abnormally high, which is Mm-hmm. I mean, that's an open discussion. But again, if I go back to PFF WAR, a statistical, you know, way of calculating that and quantifying how much a play like that is worth, Watt is not number one in PFF WAR among edge rushers. In fact, he's closer to five than he is one.
DraftKings Sportsbook still pumping out unbeatable offers every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet on anything, $5. DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer every single game, where you can get in on the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code PFF. So you can go check out Monday Night Football tonight. You got Niners, you got the Vikings. You can go do it right now. If you're a new customer, you can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code PFF. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. That's 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, licensee partner Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, Louisiana, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in aunt. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, I would be going with Garrett simply because the passer's win percentage grade is stupid. You look at Micah Parsons, and I think he finished with like a 24.1 to end the year, and that's even close to what the record is. You're mentioning like, oh, the record for a single season, the passer's win percentage. Parsons is there. Garrett's three percentage points higher, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's just it's so far ahead that I feel like the debate with all of these guys, even though Parsons has more pressures, I would go with Garrett. Again, there's not a wrong answer. My curveball that I'm throwing at you, I don't care if I sound like a homer here, I'm doing it here on this show, Antoine Winfield Jr., Defensive Player of the Year, okay? This is one of the most versatile safeties, having one of the most incredible seasons, that is just getting snubbed beyond belief because he happens to play in Tampa and Tom Brady doesn't play there anymore, okay? I'm going to read you off some Antoine Winfield Jr. stats. Now, these are his stats compared to other safeties, okay? Linebackers are going to have more tackles than him. Corners might have more interceptions, whatever. He is playing his singular position. So of other players that play his position, I'm going to tell you the stat, and I'm going to tell you where it ranks this year in the NFL, okay? Sacks, 6, first in the NFL. Pass rush grade, 92.7, tied for first in the NFL. Pressures from a safety spot, 19, that's second in the NFL. Pass rush win percentage as a safety on the blitz, 21.7%. That's second in the NFL. Run defense grade, 92.5. So that's first. So anybody out there who's listening, paying attention, pass rush grade for a safety, first. Run defense grade for a safety, first. Coverage grade, 84.4. That's 11th. Interceptions, 3. That's 11th. But pass breakups, 7. That's second. Forced incompletions, 8. That's second. Forced fumbles, 6. That's first. Fumble recoveries, 4, that's first. Penalties on 642 coverage snaps, 0. Count them, zip, nada, none. On over 600 coverage snaps, the man had 0 penalties from a safety spot where you are often trying to cover the plays that matter the most, where if you are beat deep at all whatsoever, you got to prevent a touchdown, you got to foul these dudes. He was never in that position, not once. Also, to give you a little bit of context from the forced fumbles, because people might look at forced fumbles and just say like, oh yeah, cool. Here's why it's more than just, oh yeah, cool for Antoine Winfield Jr. 2 of those forced fumbles that he had were players who were inches away from scoring touchdowns, and he put his body on the line, laid out, punched the football out, and it went out of bounds for a turnover back to the defense. That's at least a 12-point swing there. You make the extra point, it's a 14-point swing. One of the other forced fumbles that he had caused a safety. We're talking about potentially 16-point swing from a safety this season due to just forced fumbles. And what Antoine Winfield Jr. is not just having a Pro Bowl season, in which he did not get voted for the Pro Bowl. He is having an All-Pro season, and he's having one of the best seasons this entire season from a defensive player. That's my rant. Don't care if you say that I'm biased. Antoine Winfield Jr. deserves his respect.
I mean, you are biased, but you're not wrong. I mean, you're not crazy. It's a good argument. I think he's absolutely having an all-pro season. I mean, the Pro Bowl is a farce, and that his snubbing is one of the reasons for that. He's absolutely having an all-pro season. I can't quite get him to Defensive Player of the Year, but I think you made a very compelling case. One last note to put a bow on this. Again, going back to PFF War, a statistical effort at quantifying value, Garrett is the number one edge defender by a reasonable margin. Micah Parsons is number two. So those kind of numbers back up that element of it.